So today, we will try to continue in our spirit of trying to address some relevant topics for community. So we want to continue that effort. We're going to talk a little bit more about trust, and I'll touch upon that, but I'm going to also try to bring in some more things about community. Maybe about forgiveness, but mostly focus on faith, because that's our topic for today. And our itinerary, I was supposed today to talk about one of our latest books, the Harinam Chintamani, which I won't do, but I will recommend to all of you to take a look at some of these books. Like the kind of things I'm discussing. Is the devotees hiding behind the post? Can you come? The mothers can. Can you come around this way, son? You're hiding behind the post. This mother with the little baby also. You can tell her to come over. You can see people's eyes when they talk. Mother, can you come around, son? Yeah, you're hiding behind the pole. She's afraid that my eyes may burn her to ashes. As I said, on that schedule, we were to talk about Harinam Chintamani. But I won't do this, but I do recommend. I'm having 15 books now. Rati Manjari is having some of them available for sale. Most of them are over on the table there. And they're in the community. They used to be in some of the, in the store. But please see her if you desire. Because a lot of the way that we're packaging things in the books, it's particularly designed to address some of the issues that our society and communities in general are confronted with at this time. So it's a matter of trying to harness the philosophy to apply it to the specific issues, dilemmas that we're individually and as community members experiencing. It's like some of the points I mentioned about, you know, forgiveness and things like that. They'll be doing some rather systematic things in some of the books. Next book's coming out. So we'll have two more books coming out in a few months addressing a lot of these kinds of issues that often a majority of devotees are getting stuck in. And so the books by Prabhupada's mercy are extremely popular. Most places, not as much in America, but they're being translated now into over 13 different languages. And so if you do have time, please try to take advantage, because when we hear something these days, we hear it, but after a short time, you know, we forget about it. Like Dweja is taping the little classes that I've given these couple of days. I hope some of you will get the class to revisit some of the points that were being mentioned, and most important, that you get the tape and you share it with someone who didn't come to the classes, because the things that we are giving some focus to, they do work, and they can make a difference, because our philosophy works, and there are ways that we have to see how to be able to digest it so that it can do the necessary for us. So I want to look a little closer at faith, relationship to Krishna, the Guru, and it's really all connected, because when we have greater appreciation and healthier sadhu sangha, it automatically increases our faith in the process. When too many things are happening to us in our association that are too difficult for us to define or to deal with, for whatever the reasons may be, then it gradually deteriorates our faith in Guru and in Krishna. And at some point, we either blame Guru, Krishna, or we feel that Krishna's dominance and supreme dominion maybe is not maybe it's not exacting. Perhaps there is something else greater than Krishna, or perhaps trying to be a Krishna bhakta is just too difficult. And people are making these kind of choices. See, as we come into this new year, and I think it's no accident that somehow that I have a chance to come here for a couple of years during the time where to look into a new year in terms of at least material calendar. Because I do talk a lot about relationships and about processing and about trying to have healthy relationships so that we open up, you know, new chapters in our lives. And it's definitely a time when these major transitions, Gaur Purnima, Janmashtami, Ram Navami, and as we are in the material world, as we enter into the new, you know, material year, it's a time for us all to look and think, what's happening with our lives? It's a time for us to look and consider, are we satisfied with what has happened in our life? Are we satisfied with the way things are, you know, projecting the kind of future that it's going to present for us? Are we complacent with what we do within our communities? Are we determined to try to see what we can do to make a difference? After all, what happens, we're going to experience it because we are part, we're an agent within the environment. And so do we just sit back and complain, or sit back and wait for others to make the changes? Do we deny some of our own, as we're discussing, our own genuine needs? Do we deny the significant needs of the community? That means, do we deny what our obligations and, you know, and duties are? Do we take for granted the contracts or the agreements and the vows that we've made? Do we allow those vows just to go on kind of mechanically in the background? Or is it that, you know, each year and almost each month is like a new experience, even though we're doing some of the same things, but it's a new experience to understand what we're doing on a deeper level? And obviously, if we're not going deeper, we're in trouble. Because there's no question about staying the same in Krishna consciousness when Maya is constantly accelerating and pulling at us. And so the only way for us to avoid going down, going becoming a agent of Maya, that we have to run. Now, running means that we have to be yearly improving. We have to yearly be improving in strengthening our dedication, our faith, our commitment, our resolve. And if not, then we'll become another person who had such wonderful opportunity but somehow didn't really carry it through. Another person who now is getting so entangled in whatever is going on that now their spiritual life is secondary, and then it's in the background, and then it's practically not even that. It's about something that people or one used to do. Don't think it can't happen to any one of us. Don't think that so many devotees who have become an embarrassment that it just kind of happened overnight. In some cases it happened because of taking things for granted, and it surely happened because of not being able to strengthen their faith and strengthen their relationships and fulfill their obligations and duties. Because we feel our also obligations to community, we get blessings. As we oblige ourselves for service, then there's wages, and the wages is more service, blessings, protection, and realization. And as we don't, then it's just like you have a job. And if you don't go to that job, you get some warnings, then after a while, you find yourself, you know, getting docked or even get sacked. So I think I'd like us to start off today with making a list of the things that we like the most about, you know, about our community. This means, as we look in general, about our individual involvement in Krishna consciousness and what we experience in our associations. If we can make a list of some of the things that we personally know. This is a personal reflection. I was to speak about Harinam reflection, but I'm going to speak about community and personal reflection, so I'm not too much off. So let's make personal reflection of what, you know, if we just had to single out one thing, especially for us, that's topmost in our list. We want you to share that. We put some of those things on the board. There are many things that we like about Krishna consciousness. We like about our specific community here. So I want us to make a list of specific things that we like the most about our community here in New Vrindavan, having the chance to be a community member, participant. Now, if someone has already mentioned it, then that's not necessary for you to mention, to raise your hand. We want to see about compiling a little bit of a diversified list based on the few of us who are here. You can start. Something for you that you like the most about what you're experiencing, what's available within the community here. Don't everybody raise a hand all at the same time. Yes, okay. What do you like the most?
The love and mercy in the hearts of devotees and in our guru, Srila Prabhupada.
Okay.
So just and in you.
Okay, just put number one. So for her, in this community, she's only here for a short time, but she's saying that she likes the love of the devotees that's connected with the love of Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm. Love and mercy.
Love it. Just put love and mercy. Okay.
In the hearts of devotees.
We'll make it brief so he can put it up there.
You too.
Okay. For me, I'm just a facilitator right now. Okay? Yes. If you're around me for a longer time, you will see that I'm not a nice person. That's why, you know, the sannyasis come a few days, and then they move, they go. Because, you know, you can fake it for a couple of days. After 3 days, you know, and you realize, hey, this guy is a tyrant. This guy is, you know, he's lazy. This guy just eats and sleeps. Mm-hmm. Maharaj?
The diversity of the devotees and the challenges.
Diversity and challenges. Maharaj is letting us know that there's not a moment of boredom, there's always the challenges. The
presence.
Okay. The presence.
Strong presence.
Okay. You mean in his murti, in his message, in the conscience of the devotees? Or everything? Okay. So Malati, the strong presence of Srila Prabhupada that is pervaded in the project itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Beautiful, gorgeous, divine couple who resides here, who are really the owners of everything. Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Mm-hmm. Okay. See the land, the nature of the land. Okay. You know, so many places you don't have so much land and trees and hills and things. You know, other places is just concrete and heavy pollution, terrible sounds. You know, just when you think about it here, you know, you're not hearing sirens every 5 minutes. You know. Radha Vrindavan Chandra. You're not hearing horns of cars being honked. So many things, so many wonderful. Uh-huh. Yes, Vrindavan. Okay. Number six, the faith of the devotees in spite of you know, of troubles, of difficulties. Faith in spite of difficulties. Mm-hmm. Okay. Opportunities for cow protection and agriculture. See, sometimes we, not should, but must, look a little closer at what's working for us. What do we really like? What is a what's very outstanding and important and special about what we're experiencing? Because if we don't frequently take inventory to examine what wonderful things that we have, we'll take for granted and we'll even lose it. And also, if we don't, from time to time, take closer notice of the wonderful things that we have, we won't be able to expand and to amplify them or to protect them sufficiently. Anyone else? There should be something that is not on the board already.
Prasadam opportunities.
Okay, prasadam. Now we're getting to some real profound reflections here.
attracts visitors for preaching.
Okay. Prasadam and then visitors. Do you realize that some projects that never get visitors? There are even some temples in the Caribbean where not only does it hardly ever get visitors, but even the GBC only comes there every 3 or 4 years. We have there's so many wonderful things that you have here that we often take for granted.
The care that the community developing care that the community can offer to brief hosta families.
Okay.
Which seems kind of rare.
Okay. The assistance? Very rare.
Yeah.
The assistance that your grahastas can get, okay? You have more devotees in this project on salaries than perhaps any other project in ISKCON. Mm-hmm. This kind of survey, I think yes. And there's one project in ISKCON that has as much financial facilitation to grahastas as you have here. And in our project, for instance, Gita Nagri, a few projects we have in Mexico, a few other places, even the presidents, even with their families, have no salaries, no stipends, nothing. Anyone else? Yes?
There's a vision here, Srila Prabhupada's vision of sending okay. some kind of purpose.
Okay. The vision of Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada has with the temples. Okay, we can have a really, really long list to really reflect on what is very wonderful and outstanding, rewarding, refreshing in the community that we experience. And when you think about it, it helps us to feel so much more satisfied that there are some really wonderful things that we're experiencing every day that we wouldn't experience if we didn't have this association. And these are the two points while I brought this list on the board. Is that all of the things that's on the list are things that make some individuals, or many of us, very happy and satisfied, increases our faith, increases our determination, and increases our happiness about the commitments that we've made. These and many others we must protect. We must remind ourselves of such so that we keep more activeness and we keep more awareness of how to benefit from them. And we must also keep reminding ourselves about the things that are most important for us in the community so that we can amplify them. We can increase and expand what is working, what is good. We want more of that. But if we don't draw out a distinction, have more awareness and cognizance of what we really like and what we really want more of, then if we don't plan to have more of that, then Maya will plan for us. You'd be surprised how often, and it's this thing that we all do, that we have so many problems and so many things that are problematic, that we forget about the things that are working for us, the things that we really like. And even in our relationships, sometimes there's one or two dominant things that are really problematic, but we let those things overshadow the entire relationship. We let some things we don't like overshadow our entire appreciation of the devotees, the community. Here you mention different things that you like. The mercy of the devotees, the diversity of the community, strong presence of Srila Prabhupada, the nature of the land. We have so much land here. Radha Damodar, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, faith of the devotees, in spite of these many things, the agriculture, crop protection, prasadam, visitors, grahastas get some remuneration, the vision of Prabhupada, about the four, the different temples. So now, if we Do not constantly try to salvage this. We can lose many of these things. If any of us, one of us, and sometimes I ask the devotees, just bloop. Ask the devotees, okay, tomorrow, just bloop. Tomorrow in your own mind, just bloop. Forget about Krishna consciousness. Just have this mental conception about this. Tomorrow, we want as many of you as possible to decide for the rest of your life, you want nothing to do with devotees, nothing to do with anything that has anything to do with Krishna consciousness. That means no mercy from the devotees, no diversity to experience, no nature and land connected with anything that had to do with a Krishna consciousness project, no deities, no prasad, no visitors who you can preach to or be happy that they're coming and making and taking their first steps sometimes in spiritual life. No assistance where you're doing some service and you're getting little help. Now if you take away all of that, no chanting of the holy name, no Harinam, no kirtans, if now we say tomorrow we want every one of you to just forget about all of those things for the rest of your life, you would realize how much we are devotees, how much this is our identity, and how much we would be totally, totally sad, depressed, we'd be totally lost if we didn't have these things. But if we're not sufficiently careful, one day, many of those things we will not have because we will buy into Maya. And Maya will take us away from such. So, this first exercise is to help us to remember, hey, Prabhupada has given us so many wonderful things that we are experiencing, and we need to, from time to time, get a little bit away from just putting so much energy and so much activity in reactive modes and just looking at what isn't working and what problem is there and what has happened and having more and more a loss of faith and having more grudges and forgetting that, yes, that all of this is what we have and much more. And if we're not sufficiently grateful, one day Krishna will even take it away. When Krishna gives us something, and if we don't use it properly, then in time, it gets taken away. And naturally, as we use properly, because everything is controlled by the Lord, is it all resting upon Him, then He is ultimately in the background, supplying and taking away. And if we have something, we not use it in the proper consciousness, then we find we get unhealthy karma that's connected with that. Now, let's do something completely different. You can raise the board here. We want you to now to reflect in your mind, high priority on your list, number one thing for you that is most disturbing to you about your community. About our community that you are the residents reside in. So just reflect on, again, you have a long list. We want you to think, in your own case, what would you say is one of the primary things that is disturbing to you? And such things that disturb us often weaken our faith, weaken our resolve, cause us to feel even embarrassed, unfulfilled about association. It even sometimes causes us to put, as we said, so much energy that it distracts from what we do like. So let's look at, we're putting a list now of monsters. These are monsters, this is the monster list of the monsters that have entered into our community, or entered into our families, entered into our minds that we really don't like. Let's expose some of these monsters. Okay, first.
The ideals of some devotees that aren't necessarily based on the reality of the situation and causes bitterness.
Okay, let's put unrealistic ideas. Unrealistic. Or do we say impractical? Okay. Just take one. It's one of the major ones. We all can have a long, long list. Yes?
Rumor mongering.
Okay. Let's put pajalpa. So it's an integral part of the rumors. Pajalpa. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lack of formal training for the managerial level and also in the ashram level.
Okay. Lack of formal training. That can cover many different areas. Okay. So now we're speaking in front of Prabhupada and Radha Madhavan Chandra. We're letting you know what we like about our being here. And we're also making a plea. This is not just an exercise, these things that we're doing, just for consuming time and some touchy-feely stuff. We're trying to look at, here we are devotees, we've made commitments for many, many years in some cases, and we want to have more quality association. We want to be more satisfied about what we're doing with our life. We want to see what we can do to guarantee that we can be more happier and more Krishna conscious. Mm-hmm. So, your point again?
Denial of love. You're just being in denial of a lot of things.
A lot of things. Okay, let's just put denial, because that's a huge category. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, let's put a general category. Do we say ecologically friendly? Do we say lack of genuine simplicity? Somebody help me out. What's the word?
Environmentally friendly.
Environmentally friendly, okay. She has a problem that we are not sufficiently environmentally friendly. Environmentally. Lack of environmental friendliness. Everything these days must be, child friendly, human friendly, lack of environmental friendliness. Mm-hmm.
Lack of care for devotees, both old and young.
Okay. Lack of care for devotees, old and young. Mm-hmm. Vrindavan.
Lack of strong spiritual inspiration.
Okay. Lack of strong spiritual inspiration. Which one did he miss?
Speaking too fast.
Okay.
Okay. We missed the one lack of care.
Okay. Just do it as number 7. Lack of care. Lack of care for devotees.
Inertia.
The back. Inertia. Okay. Inertia. You can spell that or put stagnation. Inertia. Mm-hmm.
I would say that.
Okay. Economic. Weakness?
It's
just in general. Okay.
Economic
weakness? Poverty, impoverishment, financial complexities, economic weakness? Yes. Okay. Lack of devotee empowerment? Lack of devotee empowerment? Okay, let's get one more monster up there.
Lack of brahminical culture.
Lack of brahminical culture. Okay, so what we've just done is two exercises. First exercise, we made an interesting, wonderful list of things that we are most excited, exhilarated, enthused about, that we like the most in our devotional community here. We want to maintain those, we want to protect it, we want to have more of that. Now we get this list of demons, of specific things, at least those of us in here, find we have a priority the priority for us what we don't like about our particular community. Now, for a little while, next 5 minutes, I want everybody to be a Kshatriya. We're going to kill these demons. Huh? At least we're going to wound some of them, huh? We're going to prepare ourselves so that we call out these demons and we see some ways of how we can weaken them, how we can prepare to, you know, to alleviate them. Now, I want everybody to look at the list. Hopefully you can see from where you are. I'm going to read it off again. But as you look at it and as I read, we want you to choose one of these monsters that you specifically are willing to work on to try to weaken, and so one day we can have this demon destroyed. This is your community. You've given your life, this environment. Here's this new year coming up where we have a chance, hopefully, to make some interesting commitments, vows, resolutions. We have a chance to look in retrospect at our previous life, look in retrospect, at our previous year, look in retrospect at what we've been doing and why we're here in this existence, in this body at this time. And we have a chance to make our futures by the choices and the things that we focus on. Any of us and every one of us can allow ourselves to be disempowered by thinking that there's nothing we can do to improve on the quality of life and the quality of the spiritual atmosphere within the community. We all need something from the community and should be receiving something that helps us in our spiritual life, and we have our duties and obligations. One of our obligations is to be one who adds value to the community. A healthy community is healthy individuals. A very weak community is majority of individuals weak, or waiting for something to happen somehow just through the cosmos. But a healthy community means healthy persons who are somehow focused, committed, determined, and ready to do their specific part. Nobody can do everything, and somebody who thinks they can do everything, they're just somebody who's lording over and is not empowering others and who has a very small vision. When any of our vision can include just our own ideas, that's a really, really small vision. And so we look at this list, and I want you to choose one of these and just explain not what you want others to do, but what you feel you can specifically do and you're willing to do to try to minimize difficulty in this area. What is something that you personally are going to let us know today that you're ready to do as you're speaking in assembly, in front of Prabhupada, in front of Radha Vrindavan Chandra, of what you can do to wound and hopefully one day to kill that particular demon that you choose? We will go demon hunting today. So let me read the list of our demons here. Unrealistic ideas, prajalpa, lack of formal training, denial, lack of environmental friendliness, strong spiritual inspiration, that is lack of it, lack of care for devotees, old and young, inertia, economic weakness, lack of devotee empowerment, lack of brahminical culture. You see, I'm a cheater. You guys invited me to come and give a lecture, but I've come to work you. As you get older, you find ways how not to work anymore. So I'm becoming an old man, so I have to find out ways how to do less work so I can still get prasadam. Sannyasi, you know, we don't do work, we don't get prasadam, right? So, oh, we forget Maharaj was supposed to eat this afternoon. We'll feed him tomorrow. So I get my prasadam, I'll pretend to work while I work all of you. Okay, you choose one first.
Personally, I would like to, there's some phone numbers I've kind of seen around that I can call and inquire about. As far as a lack of environmental friendliness, there's some phone numbers like to call and find out about setting up a recycling program, and I have some ideas about that. We've started, you know, to phase in more environmentally friendly cleaners, like really nice stuff, trying to phase out toxic cleaners and such. And, you know, I would just like to see, you know, I would like to get more involved in the gardening this year, just, you know, working somehow, see how that could be possible to get more organic foods to the deity and the devotees and such.
Mm-hmm. Now let's hear it from the community. What she just mentioned, does it sound like she delivered a blow to this demon up here? This was number five. We just heard what she's going to be focusing on and trying to assault this particular demon. You heard what she said. Does it sound like it's practical? Does it sound like this demon got wounded? Let's hear from you.
Yeah.
Haribo! All right, we got a warrior here. She threw a heavy blow. Okay, so you've made that commitment. Remind yourself and others, remind her of how she is going to keep doing her role in assaulting this particular demon. Someone else choose one of these demons they're going to... Where's the Kshatriyas here? Okay, mother. Okay, that's number, just tell the number for us, number seven. Okay? Let's do also, 1 second. Number five, lack of environmental friendliness. Let's put a, you know, just put a line right through there. Okay. No, it's a demon now. We want to hurt him. Put a line. Okay? Just cross it out so, like, you know. Number five. Okay? That demon got wounded.
Yay!
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, hold on. Number seven, we haven't discovered where he got wounded yet. She's going to tell us. For caring of devotees?
For the young children.
Young children. Okay, community heard all these amazing things that she's personally going to do as a Gurukuli, as a youth. She's going to focus on some of these very special things, you know, involving the youth. Did you hear that? Was this demon lack of care of youth? Was it wounded some today?
Haribo!
Okay. So Hadev already knew that that demon was going to be really hit. So he marked it out already. All right. Easy blow for that one. All right. It's a big area, so it'll take a lot of other additional wounds to fully really bring it down. But we're on our way getting at this demon. Okay? Mother Malati?
I actually have a question.
Okay.
The word there.
Please. Okay. When you mentioned denial, you were saying in many areas. Am I right when you were referring to denial of certain things that need to be addressed? Can you try to...
denying that there's a solution to it. Denying
okay.
That there's a way to actually address the problem.
To bring resolution. Okay. Okay. Denial of the solutions. Okay. The denial of solutions. In other words, sometimes people have accepted that something cannot be resolved, that it's insurmountable, the problem is insurmountable. So he's saying that he feels too often in the community there is a denial that something can be improved, can be fixed, can be rectified, can be resolved. Okay. And then, inertia is number eight. Okay, can you clarify, Becky, a little bit that a little more?
Inertia is being comfortable with the way things are, deciding that we don't need to do anything else.
Okay. So let's add to that, being complacent. Okay. When people are ready just to accept. Again, this is kind of similar as denial, ready to accept whatever is happening without trying to see how to do the necessary to be active, etc. Now, you know, as I travel, I do all different kinds of interactive seminars, and for the last 2 years, I've been trying to even minimize just, you know, lectures. Very important, but we have that, but there are issues about application. And so I did something like this in Mauritius last year, and particularly I asked somebody to tell Malati when she comes back, or may have to leave, that it's good when the leaders themselves, other communities, take specific notice of the list, especially the list of things that we are most disturbed with, because an inventory of helping us as leaders be a little more sensitive to what isn't working for the people who we're supposed, or who we're trying to take care of. You look at the list of things that people like, oh yes. Now how do we also as leaders try to see that we protect that more? But as leaders, how we take notice of some particular things that those who we have duty to try to facilitate and care for and arrange, what's important for them or what's disturbing for them. So if somebody can take duty for us, and particularly if they can write on a piece of paper, this list is most disturbing. So we can also share that later with Claudia and a few others as well. Okay? But most important is you, or all of us, what we are ready to do to bring about some improvement that helps the community that we're in that's affecting our particular life. Okay, we want a few more demon killers around here before these demons get away. You know, they see we're attacking them. They may start running away, huh? Okay, Maharaj.
I was going to address number two, the dog.
Okay.
The way I would address it is, I think, in a number of ways, one of which would be to speak about it in an intelligent way, to try to enthuse people to recognize how important it is to avoid for dog of various kinds. Secondly, to be better association myself, and to avoid various kinds of protocol myself. I find it's easy enough to let discuss these things, but then to actually live a life that's based on avoiding protocol of all types is not so easy. To be better association and to once again commit myself. It's not like the first time I've done it, but again to commit myself to trying to avoid all forms of protocol, and particularly that which runs down others, and thirdly, to be a better positive association, to find something to fill in the gap and become more interested in creating various kinds of positive sangha.
So Maharaj is saying that in wounding this demon number two, that he is going to be more mindful in his own discourse and conversations with others, is going to do his part to try to help others be more careful about, you know, what is being said, you know, what is being discussed. So this offering, this particular weapon to attack this demon, what do we think as community about this? Is the demon wounded? Did he get away? Haribol. Now, if you feel personally that demon wasn't really wounded, then you can also offer something to help that person in being able to wound that demon. All right? Somebody's bringing up something, you think, well, hold a minute. That particular weapon you use, I don't think it really connected with that demon. And, or you feel that there should be a more powerful weapon, and you have something to offer to help kill that demon, you know, you can also offer it. Okay, so next.
Mm-hmm. But just on that note, we're always trying to.
Which one are you looking at?
Just to finish what you just mentioned with Maharaj.
Number two? Okay, you're going to back Maharaj up.
Right.
All right. It's his community, it's his warrior, spiritual warriorship.
I just reminded myself when you mentioned what you just said, that we're always trying to have some kind of community forum, because I think a lot of the job is where different members of the community don't know what's going on in another section of the community, and so then they talk about what they think's going on, and sometimes in a negative way. So we're always trying to have either community meetings or ISTA ghosties, and we've been unsuccessful. But I'm always concerned how we're going to do that.
Okay, you're going to structure some systematic ways of being able to enhance quality communication where devotees can be more aware, more informed. And notice how yesterday when we put our list, the second point we had is one of the things that weakens and assaults faith is when information is being withheld or not being revealed, that when things are not clarified, when expectations are not distinctly clarified and outlined, then it creates or adds to a culture of low faith, of low trust. Okay, so that demon got attacked twice. Wonderful. He got a little wounded and he got knocked down by just a gentleman getting a little extra push there. Okay, someone else?
I think
Prajapa means when people are devotees are being loose in their speaking. They are speaking rumors or frivolous. They're exerting vocal energy that's not being used as a way to worship and to serve Krishna. It can be too much criticism or just too much involvement in speaking about negative things rather than just also trying to do something positive. Okay, one or two others who haven't had a chance to do it? Okay. Becky?
I'll take on my own.
Okay, that's good. You help to define a demon, and now you're going to try to destroy that guy. All right.
For my own part, I would not be content with the service that I have as it being as good as it can be. I want to try to be a dreamer, go forward, make my service better than what it had been in the past, better as well as I can do it. And I also want to encourage everybody else that has dreams for the community, and I will help to facilitate those dreams by sitting with those people, helping them make plans on how they can realize those dreams in any way that I can assist
him. Fantastic. So, Becky is saying that she is going to find ways to be more of a visionary. This is number 8. That in her own life, she's going to put more energy into not just accepting mediocrity or being complacent. And also she's going to make herself more available to help others in forming strategy about their services, their life as much as she can in such a way. So this demon of complacency, did we attack it with a good weapon? Community? Was this demon wounded?
Haribo!
Can you imagine tomorrow on VNN? Maharaj came to New Vrindavan and was talking about killing demons. Everybody organizing to kill demons. You can see the cultists would love that. They had this discussion about preparing to kill demons. Anyone who hasn't said anything else? Okay. You haven't killed a demon yet? All right. You offered a demon, but you didn't kill one. All right.
It seems like this is actually one demon with many heads and many arms.
Mm-hmm.
And probably at the tip of the iceberg of the list of that demon's capability.
Which one is it? Which number?
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one demon, many heads and many arms.
Yes. But just like you were saying, that the denial of solutions is that sometimes if we look at the demon as all being one demon, then we can become afraid to assault this demon. So yes, that's true, that ultimately the big demon is lack of Krishna consciousness. But we're trying to see how we're going to address this in the way that it appears. The big demon is Kali. And so Kali has entered. But Kali enters in certain ways. It creates certain manifestations. And so we're trying to address it in that particular way. Mm-hmm.
So a personal solution is that I have to improve my sadhana and my spiritual practices in general. sounds to me is that when that is mm-hmm. the best, then everything else still works and everything falls into place. So, okay. For example, being the maintenance department, one of the things that we're doing every time we're doing a job, rather than throwing everything down and leaving it where it is, which if you go around to the various spots where we work, you'll see that that's been the history. We actually take and clean the place up. So it falls right into place with being ecologically friendly. Mm-hmm. Because some of those places are actually dangerous. So that's just one instance right there. Economic weakness, if we're doing a nice job, it brings so many thoughts into our minds of how we can take what we're doing, maybe expand on it and do something on the side. Economic development. So it goes on and on and on like that. So the real solution is improve your sadhana. All of these other things will slowly diminish, and all the good qualities, the brahminical qualities that he was talking about, mm-hmm. will naturally come to the surface, because although I may be performing sudra type of activities, the cleanliness of the brahmana is there. Mm-hmm. So this is the only solution that I can think of.
Okay. This is a special type of warfare. You just bomb everything, one big bomb. Boom! See the kind of general he is. So just go wipe the whole place out. Oh, don't worry about what it, you know, the mitigating situations. Wipe the whole situation. But that's also, that's very powerful. And that's really the real essence, is that if we touch the artery, everything else then falls in place. But the fact that that hasn't happened means that we have to single out the demons. because what happens is that when we single out the demons, then we also have more protection of our devotional creeper to be able to do these things that we should be doing. But most important, along with our discussion today, is that we have more faith to do the right thing, you know, with more intensity.